Carlyle. This year's adaptation of Ebenezer Scrooge, The Cratchit Family, and The Ghosts of Christmas Past, Present and Future was 23 Scrooge Due. The play revolved around Scrooge and was set in the Roaring Twenties, Prohibition era of guns, gangsters and flapper dancers. The performances were held the nights of December 2 and 3, with a matinee December 4. All three shows were sold out and the audience was thoroughly entertained. Cornerstone Theatre's performance was outstanding, said Tanis Saville, who lives in Estevan and attended the December 2 show. The cast was having fun, which made the audience have fun. The live band is a talented group of musicians. Favorite moments included the Christmas Past ghosts of Bonnie and Clyde, especially when they used their machine guns as microphones, the period costumes, little Tim Cratchit accidentally upstaging his adults, Paul Tweetmeyer playing the harmonica and the penny whistle, and all the music. It was a completely enjoyable performance from beginning to end. This year's rendition of A Christmas Carol was a highly enjoyable experience, said Marley Cormier of Carlyle, who also attended December 2. The cast did a really good job of bringing the play to life. With the backdrop of Prohibition in the 1920s, small details such as the discussion of Al Capone and Bonnie and Clyde helped set the tone and kept you intrigued. Coming to the play was always a tradition with my family and we love to keep it going each year. We cannot wait to see what next year must bring. Kent and Merla Holland lived in Carlisle for several years and now reside in Moose Jaw. They were in town on the weekend and attended. Having seen many versions of a Dickens Christmas Carol, performed by the Cornerstone Theatre Group, our expectation of another blockbuster was met in spades, said Merla. The live music and the group and individual singing was excellent, and all the song choices perfectly fit the storyline. The new and seasoned actors gave stellar performances, but we were very impressed with the children. Cornerstone should have some of them in major roles in a few years. We are so grateful to the theatre group for providing the talented people in and around Carlisle with the opportunity to develop and showcase that talent for our benefit. Dickens' message came through loud and clear in this adaptation, perhaps the best of those we have seen. We look forward to the next inspiration of how to tell this story. We wonder, what idea will come to Doug Waldner as he sits on the beach in Mexico,